Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pat family, it's time for a true look at your world. Let's get hooked up for Pack Therapy. Here's your hosts, Tim Donnelly and Graham Hill.
Welcome back into Pack Therapy, the podcast. Tim Donnelly here alongside Graham Hill and the Wolfpack are Sweet 16 pound. We're just going to keep playing forever and ever.
Gary Hahn's never going to retire.
Well, it is, what, 7 wins in 12 days?
Yep.
And every form or fashion. I made this point on Twitter, and this is where we'll start. It felt like against Oakland, it was a bit of a team of destiny off. Like a bake-off or a team of destiny competition. When Oakland started closing, right? Because NC State was in, they were in control most of the game.
Yeah.
When Oakland started closing the gap, I literally thought, like, all right, well, we're gonna see who's the team of destiny this year, right? Which double-digit seed is going to go make a run. Oakland has some magic. They have this Golkey kid. They have a coach that's been there 40 years. They have the vibes from Michigan. And
little 8 Mile attitude about them.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to see. We're going to see how it goes. They tied it up and went to overtime. I have to admit, my first thought was, State's got to be exhausted. They've played a bunch of games in a short amount of time. And then it turns out it did not matter because they powered through overtime and were once again the best team on the floor. So, you know, if that was a team of destiny competition and NC State won, they're now the team of destiny for the tournament. The Wolfpack team of destiny confirmed.
I will say this. When the game went into overtime, and I get how, full picture, you can look at 7 games in 12 days and think, all right, this is where the fatigue sets in. This is where, the tired legs set in. And this is where just like mentally NC State kind of breaks down. And that overtime, it just looked like NC State, like psychologically, has just gotten over that. Like they have forgotten over, they've got just completely gotten over the 5 days at the ACC tournament. You know, playing Texas Tech and then turning right around playing Oakland. Like, psychologically, it just looks like NC State is past the – we don't care how many times we've been playing. Like, we're just happy to be on this train. Like, let's just keep the adrenaline going. I think a lot of times this is what it comes down to. It's just the adrenaline and the excitement of, wow, like, sweet dreams are made of these.
Hey, look at you.
Who am I to disagree?
I do think there is an element of when you've taken so much – you're pretty confident nothing can kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the point in a boxing match. It's like the 10th round out of 12. You've been knocked down twice. You've got a cut over your eye. You can't see out of your eye, right? Your insides feel like they're on fire, but you're still standing. And it's like, you know what? If all that other stuff didn't end us, I'm pretty confident we can take a couple more, body blows. And Oakland delivered some body blows. Give them their credit. They were better than the Oakland from Michigan should be, but State does have that kind of walking warrior thing of I don't know if you can do we've already gone through so much. I don't know if there's anything you can do to us.
Yeah, and it's sort of like what we talked about in that previous episode or one of our previous episodes on Pat Therapy, which you can go back and watch on YouTube and
check them out.
Find wherever you
subscribe.
Exactly. Listen to wherever you find your favorite podcast. As far as we weren't trying to downgrade the NCAA tournament because I had some people come at me saying, like, are you really trying to say the ACC tournament's tougher than the NCAA tournament? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what State went through as far as running the gauntlet in the ACC tournament, the NCAA tournament shouldn't look as intimidating.
No, I will say it. What they did in the ACC tournament is more impressive than the NCAA tournament simply because, like, they beat two top 15 teams in the country. That's a 1 seed and a 4 seed. That's easy to be the two best teams you face on a run to the national championship. But the only difference is they did it in 5 days rather than, 5 weeks. So it, it is more difficult. Now, it's not more prestigious.
Yeah.
It's not more important. It's not more impactful as a program.
You don't get one shot a moment.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's more important, but more difficult. Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? It's no different than saying the regular season is more difficult than the postseason, right? I mean, there's a million different ways to say it. The most difficult isn't always the most important.
Yeah.
But that what they did in the ACC tournament had never been done before, right? Like, it's never happened in the ACC where you won five straight, and it's because it's that difficult. And then on top of that, not only is their run really impressive with the ACC tournament, there's no true, and I know there was the first five or first four or whatever, there's no true buys. So when you play somebody in the Sweet 16, they've played as many games as you have.
Yeah.
By the time they were playing quarterfinal and semifinal in the ACC, you know, the teams they were playing they played significantly less basketball than them. So it was more impressive, not more important. So what they're doing now is more important. It would be better for the program. Obviously, you would trade an ACC championship for an NCAA championship if, you know, some magical elf of college basketball were offering that trade. But don't take away from how difficult what they did in the ACC tournament is. And that does give you confidence going into the NCAA tournament because, like, there's nothing – like, they're playing Marquette, number two team in the country, right? They're like, yeah, but guess what? We beat the number three team – or number, not number two team in the country, number two team in their region. It's like, yeah, but we beat the number four team in the country a couple weeks ago on less rest.
Yep.
When they were more rested than us. It's like, how are you looking at Marquette and saying this is something we can't do when you beat North Carolina under much more difficult circumstances like 6 days ago? It's got to be understood that it was more difficult, just not more important.
And outside of Oakland this past Saturday, when they've played these higher seeds, even though you know they're the more quality opponent in their region, I think State still has the advantage just because DJ Burns is just a matchup problem for any team that NC State's going to face going further.
First of all, DJ Burns played a boatload of minutes.
42 minutes?
That is banana sandwich. Give him all the credit in the world for being ready. But I'm actually going to bring this up. So much focus, right? I saw DJ Burns just do an interview on some podcast, and the first question they asked him is, oh, are you tired? Like, are you still
– Barstool.
Yeah, you're right. It was PMT. Are you tired? And I'm thinking so much has been put on, is DJ Burns tired? DJ, because let's be real. The big boys, they get winded, right?
We talked about it a lot.
And I'm wondering if maybe our focus was misplaced because the other guys – were the ones that looked more tired than DJ Burns. DJ Burns played 42 gosh darn minutes. And the rest of the team might be where the fatigue is hitting worse than it's hitting DJ Burns. Here's what I mean by that. DJ Burns is really good at being tired. He knows when he can grab a breath, right? Every time I watch a tournament game, especially with someone who had never watched DJ Burns before, because they're marveling, right? They're going, how in the world is this big guy that good? How in the world does this big guy have that much touch? And I'm explaining like, yeah, I've seen it, you know, last 2 years. And then my follow-up answer is watch him on defense.
Yeah.
Because he knows where he can grab a breather. You know what I mean? He'll stand with his hands on his hips for 4 seconds. He'll, you know, plant himself in the key and just kind of wait it out with you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He's really good at being tired. And then it's also one of those things where it's like, then he catches the ball and he's like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, obviously you weren't as tired as you were looking. He's good at conserving energy. The rest of the team is asked to spend a lot more energy. So I'm looking at things like DJ Horn shooting 1 for 6 from three against Oakland. Morsell shooting, I think it was 2 for 6 from three against Oakland. And, you know, in the ACC tournament, Morsell was dunking on people. Not to say that's his game, not to say we're going to see two dunks in every single game, but it does feel like everyone else is kind of like – yeah, the big boy gets tired, but we've played a lot of games too, and they've actually played a lot more minutes than him leading up into the game against Oakland.
Speaking of defense, hats off to guys like Casey Morsell and Michael O'Connell for their defensive efforts that they put in starting against Oakland. I think that's the best defensive performance NC State has put on so far. Just in the ACC tournament, but also in the NCAA tournament. Now, obviously, Jack Gokul had his Jack Gokul shots. Like, it just happened. But
Golkey, but yeah.
Goki, thank you. Goku. But doesn't matter. But
flamethrower.
Anyways, Casey Morsell had some critical, like, those 50-50 plays that we talk about. As far as down to the wire, you know, where it's, you know, last possession wins it. I was very impressed by Casey Morsell's defensive efforts.
There's been a, like, and this is what I'm talking about with the Team of Destiny thing. And Team of Destiny, I'm not a superstitious person. So I don't really, like, you know, I don't really believe that somebody is charmed, like, there's a charmed team and, like, the ball's going to bounce their way. But there has been, what I mean by that when I say Team of Destiny is when something is needed, a player steps up. We saw it with Ben Middlebrooks in the opener, right? Where it's like, Ben Middlebrooks is not an offensive threat. Suddenly he's pulling up and unders, and it's like, you know what? That was a game where they needed a third big guy to score a bunch of points, and he did. And then he went right back to playing his role. Didn't play a ton of minutes, didn't have a massive offensive impact in the game against Oakland. But you're right. Like, Casey Morsell has been a guy that when they need a stop on the perimeter, very much takes it upon himself, takes on the personal challenge. I mean, there's two things that have gone viral, like super viral, for NC State in the NCAA tournament. One is anything DJ Burns does.
Yeah.
DJ Burns just walks through the tunnel, bobbing his head to
with
music.
With that boombox. Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is not to knock DJ Burns. Every person in the world, if you're walking through a tunnel and you're hearing a song with a good beat, is going to bop your head. But he does it and it goes viral. Or he, you know, makes a pass or hits a fadeaway, you know, hook shot. It's going to go viral. The other thing is a couple of possessions of Casey Morsell defense have gone viral, where it's like they're trying to set a screen. He's getting over the screen. He's jumping in the hip pocket of the ball handler. And then blocking a shot or whatever it was. I think it was actually RJ Davis in the ACC championship game. There's a clip of Casey Morsell going viral of staying in his pocket and getting a block shot. And then there's a few more in the NCAA tournament. That's what I mean by Team of Destiny. You need Mo Diarra to grab a bunch of rebounds and block a shot. He's been ready for that challenge. You need Michael O'Connell to, you know, against Oakland. I brought it up. Two of your guys that have played a ton of minutes, maybe their legs are leaving them a bit, so they're missing shots. O'Connell was the guy that stepped up and hit a bunch of them. So there's been this element of whoever needs to step up does step up, and that is as important as anything. DJ Burns is going to be the star. He's going to be the face of the show because he's playing well and he's unique. But it's been far from a one-man show.
I mean, looking back at the stats, and this is – I didn't even realize this. It's crazy that NC State was able to hold only two Oakland players gotten double figures.
Well, one
or
of
double
them,
digits.
Townsend went bananas.
Yeah, Townsend went bananas with 30 points, and Jack Golkey
– Golkey.
Gosh. Jack Golkey, 22 points. I'm fine with Townsend scoring 30 points just because my impression going to the game for State was literally let anyone else but Jack Golkey
– there you go.
Beat you.
The Townsend thing is a difficult one. Matter of fact, let's take a break and come back and discuss how that Oakland Townsend performance could impact them moving forward. That's coming up next right here on Pack Therapy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back here with more Pack Therapy coming out of the break. Townsend, this is where we left it before the break. This is where I want to pick it back up. Townsend for Oakland. Big game, right? 30 points, 13 rebounds, did take 25 shots. Gokey off the bench, 22 points, did take 17 shots, all threes. Everybody knew what they were going to do.
Yeah.
They, like, I can't emphasize enough how watching the game, I think, what were they, number three and four? And I was going, it's number three and number four. I was talking to my wife about it while we watched the game. It's number three and number four. That's all they, double team number three and number four. And I know part of it is you want to take everybody else away and they weren't being super efficient. But there's going to be a team that has a number three and number four for Oakland and someone else that can hit a shot. At one point, they had number two on the floor, and I don't even remember who it was. But my wife got confused because I was saying number three, number four, and she was thinking number two, right? The single digits all get confused. And she was going like, really? You're saying all they have is that guy? And I was like, no, not that guy. The other guy. Of course not that guy. There's going to be a team, and Marquette might be it, that has a goalkeeper, meaning just a shooter, a Townsend, someone that can score down low, and then a third, right? And that's going to be the real challenge for NC State moving forward. If you look at Marquette, right, they have three guys averaging 13.6 or more, four in double figures, and not the smallest in the world, right? 6'4", 6'9", 6'3", and the 11-point scorer, the kind of the fourth scorer, is Joplin at 6'7". It's going to be a different beast going up against a team that has a little bit more pedigree. And to be completely honest, it's why I chose Kentucky, which looks stupid in retrospect, but to beat NC State in my bracket. Like, I'm just going to be straight up with it. It was because I felt there was a struggle that NC State would face when there's four or five legitimate talents on the opposing team. And with, you know, a little bit of exhaustion, a little bit more fatigue, a little bit more all four guys, all five guys on the court have to play elite defense, that could end up being their downfall.
Yeah, but now they finally get some time off.
Lovely.
Some much-needed time off. And you're right. Marquette has a little bit more of a size advantage. Well, not a size advantage.
Not size, but a depth advantage.
A depth advantage. And for NC State, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, it feels like there's been a trend each game as far as how does State want to try to win this game? Do they want to win it by going into the paint? Do they want to win it by three-point shooting? It seems like against Texas Tech, it was the paint. It seemed like against Oakland, there was a little bit of three-point shooting there. Like, there was one point where they were going back and forth on possessions. Now it's just a matter of, you know, with Marquette, with a lengthy bench, a little bit more size, are you going to rely on the paint, or are you going to have guys like maybe outside of Casey Morsell, DJ Horn? It's kind of like, where's DJ Horn been? Where has DJ Horn been a little bit in this tournament?
First of all, I think it starts with DJ Burns, right? And how you build off of that is the interesting part. Because, again, we just brought it up, right? They have Marquette has Ben Gold, 6'11", sophomore, listed at 220 pounds. He's given up a buck. He's given up 100 to DJ Burns. I know DJ Burns listed at 275. I think we all want to use that scale, right? It could come in a little bit lighter than maybe we actually are. If DJ Burns has it cooking again, I think you continue to build through him. The question is, and he's such a good passer. He had a couple cross-court skips, and they were triple-teaming him or kind of like two and a half where it was two guys coming down and a help defender. He was finding the open guy. The question is, where do you want that next pass to be? If you're looking at this team saying they have good perimeter defense, it might be a game where Diarra and Middlebrooks are tasked with beating the second post defender. On the off chance DJ Burns can't get his shot off, or if you think that your shooters can get open, you want those kickouts and those threes. It has to start with DJ Burns. I have to admit, I didn't think it would work this way, but now you're getting more and more and more into the tournament. More and more teams haven't seen DJ Burns.
Yeah.
You brought up the rest. Massive for NC State, right? Get your. I don't know if you're doing the ice cream cone thing. It seems like that's getting played out a little bit, but get off your feet. Right? Sleep. It, as crazy as it sounds, and I'm sure it's tough falling asleep because you keep seeing visions of the Final Four dancing in your head like plum fairies or whatever, that normally counting sheep, you're counting like Final Four buckets, but you need to go ahead and make sure you are rested. On the flip side of that, Marquette's going to know what you do, right? Marquette's going to know you're okay playing DJ Burns 42 minutes. They're going to have different things to throw at him. They're you know, Shaka is not a joke. Shaka Smart is a very, very good coach. He is a very, very high energy coach. He will go deep to his bench. If he feels like the best thing to do to DJ Burns is use 25 fouls against him, He's going to use 25 fouls. He's going to make the refs call a foul every game. If he thinks the best thing to do is run, they're going to run that havoc, chaos style defense that they play, that he's played since his time at VCU. It's going to be a different beast because I love NC State's chances on the second game of a weekend.
Yeah.
If you give somebody 36 hours to plan for what DJ Burns is bringing,
that's fair.
It's not enough time. You give them a week, they're going to have a plan. So State and not just Burns, but the others are going to have to execute at a high level against a team that's not going to be surprised by what you're bringing to the table.
Man, this might end up being a game where it's more just a chess versus checkers match, as you mentioned, with Shaka Smart trying to decide, do I want to get, you know, 25,000, as you mentioned, on DJ Burns? You know, do I want to get this guy off the bench that hasn't really played that much minutes? And for Kevin Keats, it's a matter of how many times am I switching out DJ Burns, Ben Middlebrooks, Mo Diarra, just to get a fresh new set of legs out there? Do I want to play Breon Pass a little bit more off the bench? How much does Jaden Taylor come off the bench? It might just come down to a little bit of just coaching versus coaching, X's versus O's in this matchup.
You bring up Diarra. I brought up Diarra. You second Diarra. One of the more fascinating stories, I'm not sure if everyone's even aware of this yet, is Mo Diarra is respecting Ramadan.
Yeah.
So he is not eating or drinking on days until sunset. That's very difficult for him in this one, right? It was an underrated thing. State played some late games, which meant that either early in the game he could start rehydrating, he could, you know, get a power bar. I don't know what his nutrition kind of move is. Or even before the game when they were playing the 10:57 game or whatever the heck that was. This one's an earlier game. They're playing Marquette earlier in the day, which means he's going to go most of the game. If not, you know, if it's a quick game, could be darn near all of it without rehydrating and without eating. Mm. And he is a very important cog in what NC State is trying to do as far as pure energy, hustling. He's going to get to the loose balls. So if he and you know, for a billion reasons, but this obviously being a good one, if he has a little bit less energy than he normally does, it might be a Ben Middlebrooks game where not only does Ben Middlebrooks have to play a lot, he's got to bring the energy and he's got to stay out of foul trouble. We know he can be a bit of a bull in a china shop at times, right, where he's the least finesse guy on the floor. That's another thing to look at, and you just need to be prepared for it.
Yeah, Ben Middlebrooks against Oakland, 2 points, which is kind of concerning, but he made up for it a little bit with rebounds as he contributed 8. But yeah, Mo Diarra, 11 points, but 13 rebounds.
Middlebrooks wasn't asked to do much. He played like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And part of that is because you have Diarra and you have Burns, and they were both playing well, so you don't go to your third big. I think he might have to be ready to make a bigger contribution because of what Diarra will be going through just from a caloric intake standpoint. I played college football. I played quarterback, which means most plays I was taking, you know, a very energy-filled day for me was like 5 steps backwards in a throw. And I don't know what I would do if I wasn't eating on game day and wasn't rehydrating. I used to pound Chex Mix at halftime just to give myself a little extra salt.
Sure.
So I'm very, first of all, impressed with what he's able to do. And second of all, you know, you have to plan for it if you're Coach Keats, and it could change up your post-rotation.
Ramadan, Mo Diarra has just been different.
But there was one game, I want to say it was the Louisville game, that was earlier, and it was kind of this 7 games in 12 days, his least productive. Other than that, he's averaging like, you know, 35 rebounds per you know, whatever, 40 minutes. He's been absolutely unreal. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but only a bit of an exaggeration. So, you know, there's something to look for there. But again, at the same time, it doesn't appear as if State's gotten tired yet. So I don't know. It's definitely a talking point for us on the outside. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, 7 games in 12 days, 5 games in 5 days. Oh, they're traveling. They got to play this team. This team likes to run. How are they going to fight the fatigue? And then you watch the game and you're like, I don't know if they're that tired. Maybe they're conditioned. Maybe they were running, you know, marathons at high altitude in the offseason and it's paying off now. But credit to them, they don't appear tired.
Well, maybe that full court press that UC State run, doing it all season, maybe Maybe it does make a difference, or it goes a long way and when it comes to these postseason games that you're playing in.
That, or maybe they are the people that like don't let their brains tell them they're tired. There's always that like one kid on like a high school basketball team that can run all day, and he's like, yeah, I ran cross country. You just tell yourself you're not tired, and you're like, it's not that easy. Yeah. I am tired. Maybe, you know, after every game, they just all go into like full cramps and they have to get IVs because they're like, you know, I didn't let myself be tired in the game, so now I'm tired now. I don't know what it is, but they found a way to make it work, and they're going to have to find a way to make it work against Marquette, even with a little bit more of a break. You know, the faster they can go, the better.
I'd be very curious as to know what their week looks like as far as, are they traveling straight from Pittsburgh to Dallas, or are they coming back
They'll come home for a few days at least, just because – you know, you want to get home. You want to get to where your facility is. You want to get to where your training is. You want to sleep in your own bed. You know,
you want to just see some familiarity for a little bit.
Yeah, and I can't emphasize enough how much rest and recovery is wildly important. They want to be where they have all their resources. And anyone that's been on a business trip, unless you have like I do, right, like a soon-to-be 3-year-old at home, sometimes that hotel on the road is you get you the best sleep ever. But anyone's ever been on a business trip, first couple of days, you're like, all right, this is cool. Like a weekend, you're like, I just want to sleep in my own. Yeah. I want to sleep in my own bed. I want to shower in my own bathroom. Like I want to recharge the batteries a bit. And they're there. So they'll be back in Raleigh. They're probably already back in Raleigh. And they'll be preparing every which way for Marquette. And their coaches will be doing a little bit of look ahead of the bracket on who might be the next. But they won't tell their players they're doing that.
Should be fun
for more Pack Therapy as well as the week gets along. We'll do one pregame for Marquette later in the week as they play. It's Friday night, right?
7:09 tip.
There you go. So we'll be back for that. Until then, enjoy the run, everybody. If you're a State fan, talk some trash. Enjoy the run, right? Like it doesn't happen like this very often for many teams. So try to make sure you understand what you're in the midst of and enjoy it. And we'll do the same, and we'll be back later in the week. Have a great week, everybody.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.